3.3 Correspondence. This is a very simple assignment, but it's an important assignment. We're giving this to you so you can start to understand the importance of communicating with your client. Here you're required to do the demand letter, to create the demand letter to the opposing party. We have much more detailed instructions within the textbook, so make sure you follow those instructions and use those examples. Also, don't forget the Legal Writing Lab, where we give you help creating this document there. It'll make your life a lot easier and make your end product much more sufficient and much stronger. We have the client letter, which lets the client know that you sent the demand letter out. That's one of the important things, is to communicate with the client. Let the client be aware of the action that's taking place on his or her behalf. Of course, you want to get the attorney's approval to send the letter out. Make sure the attorney sees the letter before it's sent, but this is something that will really help the firm have a better relationship with his or her client. Again, don't forget to bill your hours for doing this. If you're getting at this early stage, if you're a little sloppy and not real organized about it, start improving that. As soon as you start working on a project, note the time. Get a notebook to keep those notes, and then transfer those notes to the digital version on the learning management system, the dashboard. Or use the timesheet. I hate to keep repeating myself, but it's very, very important that you keep track of those hours. If you're having trouble knowing what to put or how to describe it, or just with the concept still, review some of the earlier parts of the textbook and the website, or ask your instructor for help. And then at the bottom of the page, we have the labs on demand. Now, let's take a look at the Labs on Demand. If you would click on Legal Writing Lab at the bottom of the page, then you need to select your jurisdiction, so whatever state you're in or other jurisdictions, such as territory that you're in, go ahead and select that. And now you should be looking at a page with a blue background, bluish-black background. You'll see on the left side, the main window, that's our document window. At the top, you'll see tabs for all of your written assignments. The home window here will give you some instructions, so we want to make sure you read that at some point. But this is basically your word processor there. So let's open up Demand Letter. Click on Demand Letter, and you'll see an example of a demand letter here. This is a document that can be edited. You can make changes to this, so obviously you're going to want to change this. But on the right-hand side of the page, step-by-step instructions. There are two stages here, the top number one box and the number two box. Notice that the number two box is empty right now. So go up to the number one box and select Demand Letter, and then you'll see that under number two, that is now populated by all the steps for creating the demand letter. Now, the demand letter is really easy, so there aren't many steps here. For other documents, you'll have 5, 6, 7 different steps. But you'll click on Contents, and it gives you instruction on how to create that document. In fact, it gives you text written instruction. But if you prefer to have audio instruction, you'll see the e-lecture. You just click on that. If you're using an iPad or an iPhone, which is by Apple, unfortunately that's a flash device, so that won't be accessible to you if you're using one of those tools. But on a computer, including a Mac, it should work just fine. But that's how you get instructions for all of your written assignments using the Legal Writing Labs. And in fact, one of my favorite descriptions of these labs by a student was that it's kind of like having an instructor looking over your shoulder, helping you to do your homework. We hope it works that well for you also.